Okay, so we begin the month of May.
Hard to believe. Believe it. Yeah, the month of May, we're here.
And it's Mayor Linup here in the city of Columbus. Thank you very much for having us.
Welcome, Joe. Glad to be here.
Well, we come kind of on sad news. Just want to get your reaction about the death of longtime Senator Richard Lugar.
Yeah. He was a guy I had first heard about back in the 60s when I first learned of him. He was mayor of Indianapolis, and I think his efforts to promote Unigov pretty much gave us a state capital. I mean, it would be very difficult, it would be a different city to imagine without that up there today. But, you know, I had the opportunity about a month ago to be a panelist at a conference event at the Lugar Hamilton School of International and Global Studies over there in IU. And so it was the first chance I had to meet Lee Hamilton, but more importantly, I got to talk to Senator Lugar. And even though he, you know, you could tell he was not moving really quickly, his mind was very alert. He was very aware of what was going on in the country. And, you know, we had some really good discussions about some of the international relation issues that were important to him. And I felt like it was a real honor, you know, to be on the stage with him. So I, you know, appreciated that. Sorry to see him go, but as they say, he's in a better place.
So you're also the first mayor that we get to talk to after the state legislators approve the state budget and legislation for 2019. What do you think? How would you overall just rate this year's legislative session?
Well, there, you know, devil's in the details, you know, and there's a lot for us yet to learn. But I feel good about the fact that it's still balanced. The receipts and expenditures for the state continue to be strong. So no real complaints at this point.
And I know you have ties with Vice President Mike Pence, a long history there as governor, of course, a native here of Columbus. He was in town Friday for the NRA conference. Do you ever get a chance to talk with him? He's a pretty busy guy.
He's a pretty busy guy, and when he comes through here, he's on a pretty tight schedule. So no, I've not had any chance to really have a substantive conversation with him since he's been vice president. We get a chance to wave, you know, and exchange greetings, but that's about it.
Last time we talked about interest from developers in building a conference center here, you talked about there was a walking tour that was scheduled downtown, and I believe that happened.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
May 10th.
Okay.
We're going to invite those who are interested. We've got about 22 names on the list. We expect a few more, but we'll take them, bring them into City Hall, have a little bit of a presentation, answer some questions, and then just walk the sites, which are east of the jail and north of the jail. And then go around the downtown area. It's a lot of activity they could do on their own, and they probably will, but we felt like it would make sense for us to provide a little narrative, you know, as they go around, and a little bit of encouragement for them to, you know, propose something for us.
So you said there were 22.
Yeah, that's individuals. Yeah, now I don't know how many firms that will translate to, but the consultants that we have engaged tell us that that's a pretty good number, you know, particularly for the size community that we have. So we're pretty excited about it, but hopefully we show them around, and then I think our deadline for a response is June 7th, so we should see something about a month after that.
Okay. I also read where a consultant is being looked at, being hired to help the city move through the process in making Fair Oaks Mall a new city destination. That's coming up soon.
Yeah. If you just take a few steps backwards, about 2-3 weeks ago, we had a design committee that had been formed to interview firms that would be able to help us come up with a master plan for the site. They interviewed 3 firms over a 2-day period and have recommended one, MKSK out of Columbus, Ohio. The Fair Oaks Community Development Corporation Board will consider that tomorrow at one of its public meetings, and my suspicion is we'll accept their recommendation, but that will formalize their retention as our site planner for that facility.
So they're the ones that are going to kind of do that dirty work and to really get into how best to use that site.
Yeah, there's multiple. I mean, one of the things I mentioned, you know, we get a lot of advice, and we've got a lot of suggestions on how we might use the facility. And even though it is large and, it's a big footprint, once you begin carve it up, it goes pretty quickly. And we know we'll hold some back for retail, you know, centered around the Dunham space. We know Columbus Regional is going to look to at least initially 25% or so. And then we've got some thoughts with respect to what we want to do for the balance of that, whether it's an indoor sports complex, or you know, some recreational facilities, or just meeting halls or meeting spaces, and how we blend all that together, how we accommodate the administrative activities from the Parks Department. That's what these people will help us walk through. Yeah.
So why does a city go out and get a consultant in this case? Why can't the city go out and say, okay, we bought this land, we're going to develop it ourselves?
Yeah. Well, candidly, I think we don't have that skill set on staff. I mean, these are people who have done this elsewhere in other communities, so they've got a little bit of experience to draw upon. And one of the things that we're really interested in trying to understand is the economics behind whatever we might do. So if we set aside some facilities, let's say for a teaching kitchen, which we were told is a popular kind of use. Well, how much is that going to cost us to operate, to maintain, and what kind of revenue opportunities do we have, if any, for an activity like that? And you can take that particular example and replicate it a dozen times, with different things that we might do up there. And what we want to try to understand is long term, going forward, what will help sustain itself, and at the same time be flexible, because we do know that people's tastes change, and so what might be a popular program today in 15 years may not, and so we want to be able to have an easy way to transition out of something and into whatever is in vogue when that time comes. And again, these folks have done this kind of thing all throughout the Midwest and different parts of the country, and so we feel like we're not only getting just some smart people to help us noodle through this, but some experience, where they've seen it work and maybe work someplace better than others, can bring that to us.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight last week, and we were talking about less revenue from the sale of recyclable material. And it's a story we're seeing in other cities, including not being able to take plastic bags or maybe mixed paper. Has the city here in Columbus seen any type of resistance and type of picking up recyclables?
Not yet. We've heard those stories as well, but our vendor hasn't expressed to us any reluctance to continue to do what we're doing. We've been pretty lucky. We've got about 62, 63, 64% participation among our residents in terms of the recycling program, and we feel like that's high. I mean, what our vendor tells us is they usually see somewhere around 50%. So we feel like we're making a good effort at trying to be green, but yeah, we're keeping an eye on the market, so to speak, for recyclable materials, and we'll see what happens when they come to us with an issue.
I just wanted to see if you had any city council news. One thing I saw was an amendment to the abandoned vehicles procedure, right. And I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to get us up to date with.
Well, this was kind of a small item, but what it relates to is the tag or the little sticker that you put on your license plate for 2019. You had an 18, now you want to put a 19 on there. And the whole notion is that state law now requires you to display that tag. And we wanted our city ordinances, to conform to state law, and specifically with respect to concerns we have about whether vehicles are licensed. I mean, some vehicles don't move every now and then, and we get complaints about that. And so our code enforcement guy drives by and he might see that the plate has expired. Well, he knocks on the door, finds the owner, knocks on the door, and the owner says, well, the tag is right here in my hand. I just haven't put it on the license plate. And so what we want is a little more encouragement for people to go out there and put it on the plate so that we and those who might complain understand that it's a plated vehicle and, it's got every right to be there.
Right. Did I read that the People Trail is being expanded?
Yes. Excuse me. We've got a new trail coming in that'll run from Clifty Park up north to 10th Street. So if you're somewhat familiar with the geography of Columbus, it'll take off what I call the backside of Clifty Park near the Clifty Creek. It'll run north and then a little bit west and then north again to tie in up somewhere around Kohl's, in the Goodwill store, that general area.
And how is that being funded?
That'll be funded. It's primarily funded through the federal government. I want to say it's at one of those 80 percenters. We got to put in a little bit of money, but the federal government kicks in most of it.
And along those lines, any road construction updates or things
we got
people should know about?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of road construction projects. The one that people will see first is on Weston Edge Drive, and this will be from from National Road North to Rocky Ford. That's an older street. It's got some curves in it. Got a lot of trees. The drainage doesn't work really well. I mean, there's no real good curb and drainage system. The sidewalks are broken up and they're kind of narrow. And so we'll rebuild all that. We're going to try to be attentive to the trees that are in the neighborhood. I think there's two or three good-sized ones that have to come out. But by and large, we'll be able to maintain the landscaping that's already there. We'll just sort of augment the safety in the area by providing a good place for people on bicycles to get off the road, because there's a lot of school traffic, you know, on that stretch. And then just a better pavement for people to drive on. We've got another project coming along on Taylor Road, which will be from 25th Street north to Rocky Ford, and that one should start later in the fall. But yeah, and then we've got, I want to say it's about 7 miles of overlay, you know, asphalt. It's just a fact of life here that we have to dig up some and put new down almost every year. I think right now we're working on Central Avenue between National Road and Rocky Ford. So yeah, plenty of work to do. And yeah, I just ask people, if you see the cones, if you see the workers, slow down, take a different route. It's just not worth it, you know, to try to power through one of those intersections.
Yeah. Any Exhibit Columbus announcements? I did see they're looking for volunteers, so things are moving
things
forward.
Things are moving forward. You know, the good news is we get lots of designs that are really interesting. I mean, really intriguing looks at the community. The bad news is it takes some assembly required. I mean, it's the old Christmas story, right? So we get a great gift, but yeah, we have to figure out a way to put all this stuff together. And so the folks who are managing Exhibit Columbus are asking the community, you know, to step up and volunteer. And we got a lot of help last time around, 2 years ago, in trying to find ways to build the various installations that these guys and gals had designed for us. So we're going to need that again. Yeah. So if you're interested, I mean, I think you can go online at either exhibitcolumbus.org or landmarkcolumbus.org, or you can call us here at 376-2500, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction to help volunteer.
Okay. That was all I had. Is there anything on the big major projects that we don't necessarily have to talk about every week, but that have moved along?
I think we're pretty well along with right-of-way acquisition for the railroad, mm-hmm. and we've seen what we call preliminary final drawings, I mean, where the state of Indiana has, you know, sort of stamped it and endorsed this particular road alignment. We should be able to finish that up here in the next couple of months. We look again to bid the contract sometime in the third quarter of this year. With respect to the riverfront, we continue to talk to the Department of Natural Resources. I met with them, I want to say it was April 5th, so almost a month ago. And they expressed interest in the project, just some things that they want us to address in terms of fish passage and boat passage and, you know, a bunch of stuff that doesn't happen today, but, you know, they'd like to find a way to put that in the project, so we're going to try to accommodate them if we can. Things seem to be moving forward. It's a good summer.